Recovering Community to Heal Eating Disorders and Addictions by Zizo Colante. We recover in community. We may think that our eating disorders or addictions separate us from others. We may think that no one understands, that we're unique in our specialness or our suffering. Then we enter a therapy, a facility, or a group, and we begin to see that we're not as unique as we thought. Our special form of suffering is shared by others. And guess what? They understand us. They don't just try to listen and sympathize, they actually understand us because they've gone through the same things. One of the key factors in eating disorder recovery is connection to others because we recover in community. Here's three simple ways to connect in recovery. I'm a strong believer in therapy. It helps us discover the root issues that caused the eating disorder and assists in building the tools to move beyond them. Most people will choose to see an individual therapist, which is also what inpatient eating disorder facilities offer as a part of treatment. There's also a strong push recently for family therapy for eating disorders. The basis behind this is that each person in the family contributes in some way to the family's system. If the system can be addressed as a whole, then progress can be made with the entire family dynamic, contributing to more peace, family unity, and understanding. The second one is support groups. My inpatient treatment consisted of individual therapy as well as group therapy. At first, I was resentful of group therapy and very close to share my secret. But as others began to share, I realized that I felt connected to their lives, their pains and their struggles with their bodies, or the circumstances in which they lived. We had a lot more in common than I thought. Also, there were sad situations some women shared that I'd never experienced. Hearing them made my heart's empathy expand, and it reminded me that even though I was still struggling to recover, I still had a lot to be thankful for. Thirdly, you can find a movement class. Now, exercise is a tricky word during recovery, especially if overexercise was a problem in your addiction or your disorder. However, the body is made to be moved, especially to help us process emotions that come up during recovery. It might be wise to take a break from heavy exercise for the first bit of recovery. Instead, you can take walks in nature or even meditate. Then, when you feel peaceful about movement, join a class. Think about it as moving your body. A lot of people I know in recovery have developed a yoga practice. During my recovery, I took up aerial silk and later pole dancing. I wanted to do this to connect to my feminine energy again, which I'd shut down for quite some time. Whatever movement you decide, make sure that you're doing it solely for the sake of your body enjoying to be moved, and maybe to laugh with a community of people moving their bodies in the same space. In the beginning, we think our addiction separates us, but in the end, during recovery, we see that our eating disorders and all the issues underneath can bring us together with others for connection and healing. Remember, you are not alone, and you are not as separate as you think. We don't recover alone. We recover in tribes and community, in groups and in facilities with others. We recover in community. Thank you so much for listening and for reading. Keep moving forward towards your recovery. And check out the video that I made on the importance of community in recovery. Have a great week, and remember, you are awesome and doing great things. With love, Z.